Hey, one final Wednesday of the month gives me an opportunity to spend a little time with the executive director of the Prattlesville Chamber, Sherry Wilt. And we've already had the story on, but you recognized about six very talented and busy women last night.
We did. We had a blast last night. It's one of our favorite events. It's always fun. It's like planning a big surprise party. None of the winners knew, or at least I don't think they knew, that they were winners. So
it's always interesting, though, you know, if you're not a regular attendee of an event like that and several people saying, yeah, you really should go.
Every now and then I wonder if people have their suspicions, but most of them were regular attenders with a couple of exceptions, but just some really neat women that we honored. And it was amazing how long they had been in their field of work or you know, whatever. It's like 30 years with Charlene Dew, 32 years with Brenda Miner, 45 years with Andy Novak, and she's retiring next month, so the timing of that was perfect. So just a lot of just rich contributions to helping other women succeed, helping out in their community, being the positive influence in their workplace. So it's a very inspirational evening. We love it.
It's an opportunity just to realize how many women are doing important work in different sectors of this community all the way around. And in one sense, it's just kind of, wait a minute, we know this, but it's always nice to step back and just take some time and recognize people who are doing a great job.
Well, and this was our seventh year to do it, six year to do it. And
I believe you either way.
Whatever, we've been doing it for several years. And it's fun that, you know, every year we still keep getting great nominations. You're like, oh, well, we're done. No, there's another, you know. And what was really neat this year, our inspirational leader was Dr. Atala, or Pascal Atala, who works out at the ConocoPhillips Research Center. And just an amazing, and you know, but nobody, or I shouldn't say nobody, but you know, everybody, the research center, I'm sure knows her, but you know, I had never met her. Most probably people in the crowd had not met her, but her story was just so inspirational. She grew up in Lebanon, which of course, where women are not deemed that they can really get an education, let alone something as science, you know, field of science and things, and what she had gone on to do. And just her story was just so amazing, very inspirational of all the things she had done, mentoring and helping all girls STEM programs and that kind of thing. So like I said, it was just very inspirational. We honor women that are all over the map, from behind the scenes, kind of just you make your company work, but you don't always, you know, people don't really think about it, to, you know, the corporate leader in a corporate environment, a nonprofit. So it's all over the map. We try to really just be varied in who we honor.
Well, in looking at Tammy, also a couple of women from financial institutions, Jenny Brown, her face is everywhere.
Yes.
If you, as far as being there for handing out the large checks at different
things. She works with over 80 nonprofits and different organizations in the community, you know, and she has to know what all they do and really understand them. And she's got a big job.
Yeah, so I mean, but you're right. The corporate world inside the research facility, unless you work inside those walls, likely you don't know a lot of people. You know.
Yep. So that was what was neat about what Dr. Atala.
So it's great. But you're not done. You got a lot more things coming up.
We do. Now that we've made it through February, which was the month of weather, we had to cancel three events and reschedule for March. So we're hoping that March is, you know.
A week from Friday, we'll have the rescheduled.
Rescheduled, yes. March 8th, we have our rescheduled Eggs and Issues Politics Over Breakfast. It was supposed to be on the February 15th. But this is, we have our local delegation of Senator Julie Daniels and then Representatives Jed Strom and Daryl Fincher coming and just kind of giving it's supposed to be a preview, but now they're kind of into session and some bills will have passed out of committee. They'll have a little bit more information, but a preview of session.
Actually, they'll be working on bills from the other chamber now because all the Senate bills will already move over.
They'll have a little bit more to talk about this time than a little bit earlier. It was supposed to be a preview, which will still be kind of a preview of session. I mean, they're still early in, but good chance to hear from them. We've got great attendance. It is, like I said, March 8th at Tri-County Tech. Starts 7:30. Well, breakfast line opens at 7:30. They have a hot buffet. It's always good breakfast. Program starts around 7:50 or so, and we're out of there by 9. So, and there will take questions from the audience. So we've got a great moderator, H.J. Reed, who really knows the issues. He's down there every day at the Capitol, knows everybody, knows, you know, what all the scoop is. So he's our moderator. So it should be very, very interesting. So if you would like to attend, as you always say, you can register online at bartlesville.com.
and of course, I think, like you said, now they will have more substance to talk about.
Yes.
And, you know, I voted for this or I didn't vote for this, whichever, as depending on what they did.
Right.
And or they can say, okay, this came over from the Senate, and I plan on backing it, or right. I want need to modify this or that. So a lot more input, I think, now that they've got some meat to talk about.
Definitely. So it should be interesting.
Yeah, we'll
be. A lot of things coming down the pike.
And we'll talk about some of those others. March is just February, it's the shortest month, but it's a very busy month for you.
It was a busy month.
Yeah.
And March is no different. We have March 7th, which is always our first Thursday of the month. We have our business after hours. It'll be at Father Lynch Hall with St. John Catholic School and Church. Should be a really good one. And after hours, there's always great connections that are made there. If a business is looking to meet other people, make connections, this is a wonderful place to do that. It's very laid back. It's informal. There's not a formal program or anything. It's come and go. Some people roll in, just stop in after work, stay for a bit, leave. Some stay till the end. It's only hour-ish, hour and a half, you know, if you want to hang out afterwards. But it's just a very informal, it's a free event for chamber members. And we encourage anyone, if you technically aren't a chamber member, but would like to just check it out, this is a great event to come and just kind of see. We'd invite you. We'd love to have you as a guest. But it's a really good opportunity to make those connections and meet other people and hopefully expand your business space.
Exactly. If you are relatively new to whatever it is you're doing, grab a handful of business cards, stick around for half an hour, meet a bunch of people, pass them out like candy, have a good time.
That is so true. So anyhow, that's coming up March 7th. It's always the first Thursday of the month. So
take a break and continue with our talk with Sherry and look forward to what's coming up in March. And I've got a question about some things that went on in December, too, when we continue in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Time this morning, Sherry Wilt on a Community Connection on 1400 K1. One of the events that is on the schedule that's worth talking about, but I think particularly I'd like to highlight Day at the Capitol.
Day at the Capitol, yes, it is coming up. We have finally secured a date. It's always hard to find a room that we can meet in, and the Capitol's still so torn up. So anyhow, it's going to be April the 10th. But at least we'll be able to get in this year, unless a teacher strike happens at the last minute. But last year we had to cancel because we just, between it being so torn up and just, you know, all the teachers down there, we couldn't even get in. Teachers themselves, half of them couldn't get in. So we had to cancel last year. So we have it booked this year for April the 10th. And we have a charter bus. We start off at 7 in the morning, go down, take a full bus load down to the Capitol. And the point is for us to be able to meet, we have a lot of statewide officials. We're still booking speakers and trying to get schedules and that kind of thing. But in the past, we've had a lot of times the governor will stop by, talk to us for a few minutes, lieutenant governor, speaker of the House, you know, the leader of the Senate. Just the leadership comes in, which is really speaks highly for our day at the Capitol. That doesn't always happen with a lot of other types of days at the Capitol. But anyhow, it's a great day for us to hear from them to hear from us. We also go watch floor action on both House and Senate. We're introduced on the House and Senate. And tour a little bit, although I will say there's not a lot right now at the Capitol to see. All the beautiful artwork is down and that kind of thing. But get a kind of a quick tour of the Capitol. It's amazing how many people have never been there. Mm-hmm. And it's a really fun day. The bus ride down is fun. Like I said, we're on a nice charter bus. We're not on a school bus or anything. And coming home, it's a lot of fun. It's just a great way to keep our name in front of people that are down there making our laws.
And whether you talk to our local delegation or not, in some way, really, I think the intent is to talk to, you know, Lawton, talk to McAllister, talk to other places right. that say, hi, we're from Bartlesville. This is important to me.
Well, what's impressive is when we get introduced, like on the floor of the Senate and the House, you know, they have us stand up and here's this big group of Bartlesville people. I mean, you know, it's not just three or four people down. It's usually 40 to 50 or more people that stand up, and it makes a presence, and everybody on the floor, you know, all the legislators see that. It's like, oh, there's Bartlesville, you know, and it's just one more reminder that, yes, Bartlesville is here. We're active. We're engaged. We are very engaged in community. I will say, like, when we have events that bring in politicians, legislators, you know, whether it's statewide or like federal, we even have a federal coming up with the Senator Lankford. I'm so excited. That's April 26th. But our people are engaged. They know the issues. They ask intelligent questions. They know what's going on. And so we have a good reputation, I guess, among statewide leaders, our own, obviously, our own delegation, but even like with federal, you know, Kevin Hearn, Senator Lankford, so.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, that's the reason that you get such a good turnout every year for the legislative golf tournament, too.
We do, yes.
Which is coming up.
August, end of August.
Yeah,
I don't have to do a date off the top of my head, but it's always the end of August. So.
It's always nice weather.
It's always nice, yes, beautifully hot. Except for the one year we did have a monsoon out of the blue.
Well, that only happens every 30 years.
30 years, exactly right. So
we're good for a while.
Yes.
Other things coming up, or maybe I'd like to at least look back at Christmas time. When I go downtown, and things seemed busy. Now, we had a little bit more cold weather, but nonetheless, everything appeared very successful.
It was. We had a great season for the ice rink and just the whole festival. It wasn't just an ice rink. There was a lot of other activities. We brought a lot of different things in this year, a lot of new things. Hopefully, people saw some of the extra decor we did, the ornament that was down there that Tri-County Tech did. I love that. The Christmas tree, we had a community Christmas tree that's about 18 feet tall. So a lot of new additions, extra kids' activities, live entertainment. We tried to add to the festival and enhance it. We had a mistletoe market every Saturday with handcrafted items and things. So tried some new things this year, and we will kind of be reevaluating those. We've already basically done that. But no, it was very successful. We did have some closure days due to weather. And it's always so funny. This happened last year. One day, I don't know if like people watch the weather. It took me a while to get off of my phone where I was in the habit of I was constantly on weather.com. You know, what's weather going to be? What's weather going to be? And but when I can't remember what day it was, but it rained all night and it was like 50 degrees. It was so warm. Well, it was like a lake. And I kept thinking, well, we open at 1, it'll be frozen. It just didn't have time to freeze because it just stayed so warm and it had rained so much. So, you know, that was a closure day. And then another couple other days, it was just rainy, but it was just miserably cold. And so we had some few closure days, but we still had a good turnout. And the community is so supportive. Our sponsors who make the event possible, you know, are wonderful. And the feedback we get from the community, when people go out of their way to say thank you for doing this, you know that they're glad it's down there. And we talked to several businesses downtown, and they saw really increased traffic, which is one of the main reasons we're doing it, is to drive traffic out to our businesses. And obviously the ones that are located right by us benefit. But we also did a coupon book that we wanted, you know, a lot of our local retailers, in fact, the vast majority of our chamber member retailers were in that. And the point was to drive people to their store. Hopefully they're going to see something and they're like, I didn't know, what is this? Let's go check it out. Or entice you to come in, even if you're just a customer that's maybe only been in once or twice. So we had good success with that, and just good exposure for those. There's about 50 different businesses in there, so good exposure for them. Mm-hmm. You know, we're always trying to promote our local businesses, which drives our sales tax, which helps our community. So overall, very successful. And the question is always asked, are you going to do it again? And we have not signed the contract yet, but yes, we plan to do it again. So
that's previews of coming attractions.
Yes, and we will probably do after Christmas. That was something we did too this year. We stayed open. Last year we closed right before Christmas. Had a lot of requests to be open afterwards. Mm-hmm. When we have family in town and, you know, kids are out of school and they're bored, and we looked at the school calendar, what the way it fell again, or it's going to fall again.
I can say it, and next year's calendar is the same as this year's calendar with one day different. I think so.
Yeah, so we will be open after Christmas again, and just hope the weather is cooperative. That's the risky thing about it. I mean, people do not our board was very progressive to take such a risk, because that rink is not cheap to put in. And, you know, we don't have weather, we don't have skaters. We don't have skaters, we've taken a big risk. Yeah.
There are insurance policies for that, whether you buy it or not. It's another story.
But we appreciate those who came out in that bitter cold and still skated, because it was amazing. People kind of were starting to warm up to the cold weather, and they'd still come out. So
I grew up in a different place. Skating is a cold weather sport.
Well, that's what cracked me up. It's like, okay, so does it have to be 55 to enjoy ice skating? It's ice skating. It should be out there when it's, you know, in the 30s. But I mean, I do know it's cold. It takes us a while to acclimate. Once people started acclimating, we saw more and more.
The quote rink ice I skated on was a lagoon at a park.
Yeah, a park that was so frozen. Yes, we weren't that cold, although there were a few nights we were that cold.
And of course, that one froze every year. It was the community skating rink for 6 weeks or so. Anyway, we are talking chamber membership, always important. And again, things like the trip to the Capitol. Yes, you invite other chamber members. Business after hours, you invited non-chamber members. But typically, what you do is you're informing chamber members about what's going on at the Capitol, about what can affect business and that sort of thing.
Yes, we do. We send out a weekly email to our members, and it's just a very quick, easy to read kind of synopsis of bills that we're watching, things that pertain to business. I always try to clarify that. We don't really get into social issues and things, but things that could pertain and affect your business as a business owner. And I always say that, you know, the chamber, because we represent over 700 businesses and organizations, we collectively can do what one business by itself can't do. You know, and we can kind of be your watchdog. I know I had a small business, and, you know, you're busy just running your business. You don't have time to watch everything happening unless you're just a real, you know, political junkie. And there are people like that, but most people aren't. They're kind of on the peripheral. And we really try to watch out for the interest of our members and what, you know, what's coming down the pike that may be good or, you know, bad, and keep you informed of that. And when we need you to react and maybe call our legislators, which usually our guys are on the right side, but, you know, let them know and send out information to, hey, contact, you know, people, let them know that this is going to be detrimental or whatever to business. So like I said, membership is important. We receive, I always clarify this, people get confused on what a chamber is. We are not part of the city. We're not part of the Bartlesville Development Authority, Convention and Visitors Bureau. We all work very well together, but we don't receive any taxpayer money. We don't receive any city funding. We are strictly funded by our programming and our membership. So, and membership dues are not that expensive. Let me just put that out there. Some people are thinking, oh, I just can't afford it. Well, it's for just a basic business, you know, smaller, you know, let's just say a small business. Mm-hmm. It's to a regular for-profit business. This is not a nonprofit organization, but just a regular small business. It's $225 for the entire year. So it's, you know, that misconception sometimes, I'll just put it out there. It's not very expensive, but there's all sorts of things you can take advantage of, all sorts of things that will benefit your business. And there's a lot of things that, even if you don't have time to participate or attend events, which I understand that, especially if you're a small business owner with just a couple of employees or just you, there's a lot of things that we do, like I said, that still are going to help and benefit our community as a whole. And that's really what we want people to be investing in.
Well, and I think the misconception, and you've kind of touched on it already, the chamber is all the P66s, ConocoPhillips's, Jane Phillips, large businesses.
Right,
the vast majority are, like you said, the owner and two employees.
Exactly. I would say we're the 80-20, if not higher than that rule. I need to pull that statistic again. The vast majority of our businesses have 15 or fewer employees. We can pull by employee count. And the vast majority are that. I mean, we do have our large businesses, and we really appreciate them. They They are very supportive. We have a group called Premier Partners, mm-hmm. and these are members who have chosen to have their membership at a higher level, and that really does help. And that's how we can keep our dues low, because if you do check around, we probably have some of the lowest in our region, but we want it to be accessible to every business, you know, if they want to join. So we try really hard to be very frugal, to, you know, watch our pennies. It's our members' money. It's not our money, and try to be very, you know, frugal with it and make it go as far as we can. We do over, and I don't want to be known as a chamber of events, but we have over 60 events in a year, mm-hmm. With a staff of basically 5. So I would say we do a lot with what we have. And that's in big part thanks to our sponsors. We have sponsors, and that falls under the programming. So we would love to talk to somebody. Said this before, that, you know, if you just like to get your questions answered, no pressure. I know how you feel. It's like when you call to get an estimate from somebody, then I feel obligated. It's like, oh, now I got to use them, you know.
I'm going to come up. You got to write me a check.
Yeah, it's that's not it at all. Or if you don't want to talk to a person, I encourage you to go to our website, bartlesville.com, and just click under member benefits, and it goes through different things. So those are the tangible things. And like I said, I always try to get people to understand there's a lot of the intangible things that really members is what we're hoping they're investing in. So anyhow, we would love to talk to anyone who would be interested or just want to know a little bit more about what the chamber is, what we do, that kind of thing.
And of course, next thing coming up, Business After Hours. So check it out.
Yes, we would love to have you. March 7th, Father Lynch Hall at St. John Catholic School.
Okay, that's our talk with chamber business this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. News on the way in just a bit, and consumer calls coming up after 9.
Temperatures already below freezing, and unfortunately, drizzle and mist across portions of northern Oklahoma.